welcome to another Christmas mix right here on Apologetics with an X. We've got another great show for you. I'm Jerry Q, the DJ, and along with Apologetics lead singer lyricist Jay Jackson, here to spread a little cheer. Sorry, the tide is high. Jay, what did we just play?
Took me a minute to get that joke there, Jerry. That's great. Hey, we just heard Santa Claus, which is a parody of Van Halen's song Panama. We're going to move into some more Christmas parodies. This is all Christmas parodies once again this week. First, we have a parody of December 1963, a parody by the Four Seasons. Ours is called December 5 or 6 B.C. because we don't know exactly when Jesus was born, but they figured out that they didn't count time the same way back then, and the guy didn't do it until the guy who calculated it, I think it was a monk if I remember correctly, did it several hundred years later, and he kind of miscounted. So Jesus was probably born 4 or 5 or 6 B.C., which is why we get the title. Song after that is a parody by Nick Gilder, so it's got to be a parody of Hot Child in the City, and it's called God's Child in the City. After that, we have a Vanilla Ice parody called Nice Iced Pavement, and if you weather that parody, you got the next one. It's a parody of Shaggy's song Angel, and it's called Major.
Exalt the Lord Jesus in all the four seasons. Oh,
stood in a place that some reviled. Manger with a black sheep, a holy child.
My tree. It's Christmas. Shopping, I had to take a listen. Ice is packed on my windshield. Glisten. Some kid said the roads will be icy. Closed up the shop when I paid and left light speed.
Will this weather stop?
Yo, I don't know. Scrape off the ice, it won't go. Through the extremes, I walk on ice because my van won't start up. It seems I need a jump or I can't go.
And
I'm wearing sneakers, not boots. The feeling with rain looks like I'm gonna be slush soon.
Lovely.
Man, my baby toes killing me. And I didn't dress to the best of my ability. Rough it or leave it, you better can't stay. The weather is cold out and it's no sleigh. Guess I got a problem. No one saw it. Just have to hope for a heat wave to thaw it.
Nice iced pavement. A really 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 nice.
Now get my battery jumping. AAA checks in, but I think he's not coming. Says there's no point in appointment making. Look at them streets, guy, the plows can't take it. Minimum of a 6-hour window. I go crazy when I hear that info. I had that. What a screwed up trip, though. I wanna roll. It's time to throw snowballs.
Throw in.
Maybe 5 or so my reach stopped now, but my hands just flew. Don't really understand why I'm waiting just to pray, right?
Did you stop?
No, I just nosed that I slipped on. A sewer grate I stepped on. I bust my lip and now my head is losing red stuff. I talk with God, yo, and I continue to pray and pray.
Different attitude.
parents were shocked, but I'm blessed, yes indeed. Often troubles drive a man who's needy to Jesus. Cause about then I find a manger display, and I knew it was a sign.
Ready
for a jump after all. I jump like Jackie Nimble cause I'm full of faith, y'all. From God, sprang up like a whale. I grabbed my side cause I hurt myself.
Falling
on the concrete field pad, but something bizarre came out of that. Suffered some bumps and I have a bruised back. So trying to find my way back home, but I feel jacked.
But peace was free,
you know what I mean? And that's enough, I'm loving all the snow seas. If I got some problems, yo, he'll solve them. Just have to look how he keeps Earth revolving.
Nice iced pavement.
A really nice iced pavement. A really nice iced pavement. A really nice iced pavement. A really nice.
Make heat, cause I'm a really cold poet. My head has lost some steam from a case named Snow. It's like mounds of mashed potatoes on my face now. I'd love to take a stick coals on the ground if it sounds like I'm cynical still. People, my disposition is chill, but tucked in and warm with the help of a compress would make it nice with a ton of gifts. Christmas displays got my way, lights that can send you what? That's my neighbor's place. So glad on the streets I just ran. Ride that was dumb, I fell on ice again. Remind me, won't you, how it's time to get booked? But tonight's not the night while I sip my soup. With those other problems, yo, he'll solve them. Just got me home, it'll be there for all of them.
Nice iced pavement.
A really nice iced pavement. A really nice iced pavement. A really nice iced pavement. A really
nice.
Snowman, let's get out of here. Worst weather ever.
Nice.
Have a bed for your small son.
Yeah.
It's all good that your little one's near, but can't find a room, crud. What a broken now one.
Yeah.
You can rush off to the place I mentioned. Spend the night, save the money for the rent, and
yeah,
keep them here through your entire vacation. You won't need reservations. My barn's pretty vacant.
Girl, use my manger for your darling baby. Over where poor people want to be. Mary, showed you my stable. It's a charming place, and girl, you'll make friends with cows and sheep. Maybe
jar's clean and that's how you should be treated. Though you better get another one in Egypt.
Yeah.
Ruler of Bethlehem is conceited. Take it from me, kid, if he comes beaten. But he's not gonna come tonight, there's no problem. Not to talking to some wise man, Herod's so dumb.
Yeah.
But the free room that I have for you is ho-hum. He could search for so long, I still never see your son.
Girl, use my manger for your darling baby. Clothe them with white sheets or else you'll freeze. Mary showed you my stable. What are all these angels? Girl, I might end up on my knees. Maybe
girl, there's probably gonna be a crowd.
so let me see your child.
He must be sent from up above.
And he appears to be so tender and so nice and friendly.
I think he's giving me a hug.
Girl, there's probably gonna be a crowd. So let me see your child.
He must be sent from up above.
And he appears to be so tender and so like the shepherd.
I'm thinking heaven he has come.
Come on, it's one big party cause it's God's son. But you'd better watch your back when it's all done. It's all good that your little one's here, but can't be a fool, hon. What about the law, man?
Yeah.
You can call on divine intervention, but shiny light gives you very much attention.
Cops.
It could lead to my incarceration. I wanna tell the nations, but I think I'll wait some.
Girl, use my manger for your darling baby. Over where both people would want to be. Mary showed you my stable. It's a charming place. And girl, you'll make friends with cows and sheep. Maybe. Girl, use my manger for your darling baby. Clothe them with white sheets or else he'll freeze. Mary showed you my stable. What are these angels? Girl, I might end up on my knees. Maybe.
Season's greetings, the Jesus variety. Jerry Q here, and Jay with more on the way. And Jay, how do our friends get this great Christmas music, or maybe any of your other 600 songs in the library?
Well, there's different ways you can do it. You can still order CDs online from our website, apologetics.com. Just remember, it's apologetics with an X. Here in the United States, you should still get them in plenty of time because the U.S. Postal Service says ship them by... I think it's next Thursday, so we ask for orders to be in by next Wednesday. And we ship everything first class, or if it's large enough, priority mail. But you can also get them instantly through places like iTunes, Amazon MP3, you know, Google Play, Apple Music, etc. You can also get them on Spotify and Pandora, or you can get the downloads directly from our website, too. We have downloads for a donation where you name your price. You can go to the price line, though. Because there's no minimum. You can do whatever you want. But those are a variety of ways. Also, if you just want to listen to the songs yourself, you go to YouTube. There are hundreds and hundreds of videos for Apologetic songs on YouTube, most of which we did not make, but we still like them, most of them. Occasionally, I don't want to say that, then have somebody do some derogatory one. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some of those out there. We don't like those ones. Making fun of you. But anyway, but I digress.
All right. What's on the way? We got some more tunes for him.
Sure, we got a Lou Bega parody, and that means, of course, it has to be a parody of Mambo number 5. It's called Micah number 5, dealing with Micah chapter 5, verse 2, where it predicted that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. Speaking of Micah, there's another one called Try Micah. It's a parody of Beatles, Drive My Car. And the song after that is a parody of Murray Head. So that narrows it down to two songs. This is from his latter hit, One Night in Bangkok. Ours is called One Night in Bethlehem. I know that title doesn't seem to rhyme quite so much, but the song itself does. Finally, we have one of our most popular Christmas parodies, a parody of Journey's song Don't Stop Believin'. It's called Don't Stop Till Egypt.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's in Micah number 5.
Read verse 5, doing Micah in the Bible, cause it prophesies to the little town of Bethlehem. And the Lord said it once was pretty puny, but it's really important. In about 700 B.C., Micah said the son of God would be born eventually, prophetically, Bethlehem, the freighter, the birthplace of King David. Now you get the Savior. So what can I do to really thank you, my Lord? I see your birthday, it's just around the corner. Anything I buy, it's all yours. Tell me something to get you. I'm stumped here.
A little bit of Hanukkah candlelight, a little bit of caroling songs outside, a little bit of reed that's small and green, a little bit of tinsel on my tree, a little bit of Santa just for fun, a little bit of Mary, she's right from a little town of Bethlehem in the sand, a little baby too, hey, he's a man.
Oh,
And the city don't know what a gift it is getting, 'cause Cram Bethlehem has a guest star in her who goes with everything at Yule dinner. I'm surprised no one seemed to visit since the former King and Solomon was once born in it. Saul came, don't you know he then moved? David's his general, you can't fault him for that, can you? He's fighting with the Philistines. Why waste time on this place?
One night in Bethlehem, the world played hostess. The bond was simple, but it sure came cheap. The son of God would change the winter solstice. And if you're looking at the goats and sheep, I can see an angel flying up to me.
Young child, Mary was his mother, but they'll head down over to Egypt, brother.
There's a dragon involved.
It's really such a pity. Harry's looking for the boy. He's not looking apathetic.
Wait a minute.
He thinks one child can politically bring him down.
Jesus, young and sweet. King Herod's fed up and things are gonna get ugly.
That guy's a Tyrannosaurus whose every move is fast and furious. I'd get my kid across the state line at crunch time.
One night in Bethlehem, the star was humble. Not much to see, but there was history. One guy was sent to end the 12 tribes' troubles. So be prepared to meet your coming king. I can see the Gentiles watch expectantly.
As the ultimate quest to celebrate Christmas, these gifts seem more than you'd have brought a young ruler from the tribe of Judah. Praise God, he's always watching his word, fulfilling it. I don't see two guys raised in the time and place Zion's prophets placed them. I bet you lunch you couldn't find two, but it seems these clues do not entice you. So you better go back to the start and the symbols from your forefathers.
One night in Bethlehem, the world rejoices. The bonds are
Apologetics with an X. We're here every week at this time to hear the Word of God musically from those masters of purity, apologetics. And Jay's the lead singer, lyricist for the band. Jay, you keep getting inspiration on makeovers during the Christmas season. You've been going nonstop cranking out a lot of songs lately.
Yeah, call me crazy, Jerry, but we don't try to force it. We don't say, well, we've got to have a Christmas song. You know, like in England, every year they have, at Christmas time, it's very important to have the Christmas number one. That's like the big highlight of the year. We don't feel that way. We put them out every 2 years as the inspiration hits. But this year we've already released one, and we got two more coming out in the next several days or so. Not soon enough to go on this show, but coming very, very soon. And we like to add to the story because there's a lot to the story. Primarily, the Christmas story takes place in four chapters of the Bible. That's Luke 1 and 2 and Matthew 1 and 2. But, we can also expound upon other themes and holidays themselves, which are covered in Colossians and Romans, and talks about whether we should celebrate them or not, et cetera, et cetera. So here's a few more parodies, and one of them is going to cover what I just talked about. The first one is called JC's Mom. It's a parody of Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. That song even got mentioned in a USA Today news article once. One of our parodies, believe it or not. Parody after that, we have Virgin, and it deals with Isaiah 7:14, the prophecy about Jesus being born of a virgin, it's a parody of Foreigner song, Urgent. After that, the aforementioned song about celebrating and whether we should or not, it's a song called Grinch Girl, and it's a parody of Rich Girl by Hall & Oates. And finally, a song about the other Judeo-Christian holiday of the season, that's Hanukkah, and it's a parody of Donna Summer's song, Hot Stuff. And notice I said Donna Summer, apostrophe S, when I said Donna Summers. It drives me crazy when people call her Donna Summers. The parody by Donna Summer, making it a possessive Donna Summers parody of Hanukkah.
Chapter 2,
that's him, Luke.
When he did hang around at the temple,
way past curfew.
Did his mom get mad? Probably bit her lip.
Then she said,
Jesus dear, oh, are you trying to worry a sick?
He's just a kid.
You know he's not the little boy that he used to be. Her son's growing up now, wait and then you'll see.
JC's mom has got a growing son. His brother's spunk will be here before too long. JC's not 13, but he'll save the world
for me. I know he might be young, but time will come when JC's grown.
JC's mom has got
profile, cause you don't enjoy Santa anyway. You can deny that the snowman's coming, you can deny, but your nose is running. There's a glitch, girl, and it's all too hot, cause you know you grow sadder every day. You can spend Hanukkah alone in your new car, get your guitar.
What's the name of the song? Well, you're a Grinch, girl, and you
Well, Jay, the season in which we celebrate Christ's birth moves through so quickly, and I enjoy hearing those Christmas songs, but chronologically, it's barely the beginning of the story. Christ grew and spent a third of his century, at least, on this planet as a man. You've got a whole bunch more songs to detail the rest of his life in parody, which we'll be tackling in future weeks. And we look forward to sharing those with you in the new year. So thanks for all the radio stations and streaming studios out there who air our show each week. Jay, what's our last song we're going to play today?
Yes, and God bless you, merry gentlemen. We appreciate all of you, and gentlewomen out there. The last song we're going to do today is a parody of U2, a Christian band. At least three out of four of them were when they started out. And this is a parody of the song Desire, and it's called Messiah, and it goes way back to the book of Daniel, but it does pertain to Christmas.
Yeah!
Hi, this is Jay Jackson, lead singer for Apologetics. You're about to listen to another one of our Christmas songs on Angel 95.
Midnight trip out of Bethlehem.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.